Also, like, yeah, if you just had like a photo of him from the neck down, you're like, that's a 30-year-old man.
I mean, I 30 even, like, I don't know. I don't think I would go 30. I think I'd go like 26. Because I would at least assume that if they were 30, that they would have been that buff since being 26.
Yes, I agree with that.
Bollywood. I'm Kim.
And I'm Katie. And we're here to talk about singing and dancing and Bollywood boys.
Bollywood fighters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What were your thoughts, Kim, about the movie Fighter?
One of my thoughts was that I'm glad I didn't see it in theaters because it would have been really loud.
I agree with that. A lot of plane sounds. Yeah.
A lot of plane sounds. It was fine.
It was fine.
I doubt I'll ever have the inclination to watch it again. It certainly didn't hit the same note of like, oh, I'm super into all this action as like War or Pathaan.
I agree. And I was kind of disappointed. And again, I think I was mostly disappointed because my hopes were so high.
Uh-huh.
Because it's Siddhartha Anand and because it's Hrithik and because it's Deepika, and I was like, War was amazing, Pathaan was amazing. The entire time I was like, yeah, it's fine. I'm not upset watching it, but I'm also not like having a great time.
No.
Like I was in those other films.
Same. I will say, I think all of those people you just named all did pretty great. Pretty okay.
I agree with that.
I think that the writing was just so one note and just weird at times.
Yeah. Well, I also saw, though, I think Siddhartha Anand did also work on the story. No?
Yes, that is true. The writing of the script that many reviewers agreed was really where the film fell short was not Siddhartha Anand and was not the other person who worked on the screenplay. It was the people who wrote the dialogue.
Got it, yes.
Who fell short.
Yeah, which brings us to another point. I was a little confused as to what the nationalist message of this film was, because Siddhartha Anand is usually really intentional about the representation of Pakistan. And here it kind of felt like it was trying to push that Pakistan should be controlled by India.
I agree. I think I found the messaging to be mixed in a way that I don't think it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Because I do think that there were moments that felt like they were trying to say the bad guys here are the terrorists who happen to be operating out of Pakistan. The enemy is not the Pakistani government or the Pakistani people.
It's this terrorist
group.
But
there were some moments, and particularly Hrithik's line at the end.
Yeah, I was like, whoa!
That I was like, hold on a second. I think we've now swung in a different direction where pitting ourselves against India is pitting itself against Pakistan in a very real way in this moment.
Yeah, no, I
agree with you. Those dynamics were there in a different way than I feel like they were in Pathaan. War doesn't really touch.
I guess
that,
it doesn't.
Do they?
No.
They're just sort of like there's just like some evil guys.
There's just like terrorists, like general terrorists.
Just some bad guys.
Yeah, that's true. Now, I will say for Fighter, there was that intentional moment of being like, hey, just because you are of the Muslim faith doesn't mean that you're a terrorist and people shouldn't view you that way. Like, there was that signature Siddhartha Anand moment that I really appreciated.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. It's really like the stuff that Hrithik says at the end of the movie that I was just like, whoa, okay. I feel like we're really taking a firm political stance here.
Exactly. Yes.
Also, just one more note that this is the first movie I've seen where I'm like, Hrithik's looking older.
I think it's because
he's clean shaven.
Because he's clean shaven.
Whenever he was scruffy, I was like, oh, there it is. Oh my God, yes.
Yeah. Which is funny because, like, you can see he's got, like, gray in his beard right. and stuff. And like, but I think I agree.
And I do prefer him with Scruff, so maybe that's it.
That was it for me, because other signs of his age I really enjoyed, like his, yeah. like when he'd smile and he has like the crinkles by his eyes, I was just like, yes, yes. Deepika also looking gorgeous in this movie, and yeah. I, you know, she didn't have much to do because of the story, but I think she did great, and her sweaters were a real highlight for me. That felt important to say.
I love that Minnie too represents this like huge girl boss energy where she's like competent and has fought her way to be seen as like an equal to men, but is also able to then be feminine too, like
yes.
and dress up, and I'm like, thank you, because for so long it felt like to be quote-unquote one of the guys, you had to be kind of, like, dingy and not let yourself sparkle. Like,
yeah.
in terms of how women were represented in earlier movies, it's okay if women are like, yeah, I don't really like to wear heels and dresses. Like, totally cool. But that seemed to be a constant trope. Like, well, either you're glitzy, glammy, gorgeous, or you're able to, like, keep up with the men.
Yeah.
You can't be both.
I wrote down that exact note. I completely mm-hmm. agree with that 100%. I appreciate, because I also feel like in, and again, and this is in Hollywood, I haven't seen a huge number of army movies
right. from,
out of Bollywood, but like, I feel like in Hollywood, a lot of the times the representation of the women who are in the military, they're like super straight-laced. And, like, yeah. when a man shows interest in them, they're like, I don't have time for a man.
Right.
I'm a serious career woman. And that's fine. I'm saying that in a mocking right. tone because that's all men the could conceive of women right. being
that's
in
those that's, like,
roles.
The trope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I really appreciate that Minnie is very much the one driving this relationship. She's yeah. like, I'm into you, Patty. Like,
at one point, she's literally like, do I have to do everything?
Come yeah. and, yeah, I do like when we get to see a woman wanting it all and
yeah.
fighting, for lack of a better word, to be able to have it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. And then we have our old friend Anil Kapoor.
Yeah.
playing Rocky. He was great. Loved seeing him.
He always gives.
He does. Kapoor. He's giving. yeah. I love him. There's a character, Bosch, played by Akshay Oberoi, who just has the most beautiful eyes.
Well, did you think he looked like Hrithik?
A little bit. It's because of, it's the sparkly, like,
and like, eyes. Yeah, like, the lighter colored eyes. There's a bit of green to them. And he also, like, he's, they had
very similar
noses.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, not to the point where I confused him for Hrithik at any moment, but I was just like, right. are you Hrithik's cousin? Like, you look very similar.
yeah. So anyway, I was just like, there's a little burgeoning crush there, you know? We'll see how that goes.
That's got potential, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. So, should we get into it?
Yeah.
We open on a man filming a message that he says is for Kashmir. And he says that by the time you see this, I will be in heaven having achieved my life's purpose. We then see that it's 1 year ago and we're in Mansura, Pakistan. And a bunch of men are gathered around a television watching a newscaster report the success of an operation to take out a major terrorist in Kashmir. And one of the men expresses anger at the report, saying that the Indians have wiped out all their hard work in fighting for a free Kashmir. And then this guy arrives, his long hair dramatically flowing in the breeze. And this is Azar.
Ozzy.
Ozzy. Keep it cute. no, Ozzar's not cute. Not in the sense that physically he's not cute, but like his whole vibe is actually really kind of scary.
yeah, super scary. I made a note somewhere in here that nobody with features this chiseled can be trusted.
Yeah. Like, it's like hot
He
cops.
Looks like he was carved out of granite. Like what?
yeah, yeah. I agree. Also, I feel like at the end, the credits said, like, introducing.
Yeah, I thought that, too.
So this maybe might this be is his debut film.
His debut. Yeah. What a way to...
what a way to start out. Yeah. he came in guns blazing. Literally. Yeah. so Azar says that he's going to attack the heart of the Indian military. Srinagar Air Force Station. Mm-hmm. We then see the Air Force Station, and we meet Bosch and Taj, two pilots in the crew. Well, actually, they're not both pilots. There's a whole thing. I'm so glad that I've already watched, like, Top Gun Maverick, and I know how these things work. Because, really, there's a pilot and there's, like, a gunner.
Okay, yeah.
Taj is the pilot. Bosch is the guy in the back. Yeah. Anyway, so much detail that doesn't matter. But then we meet Minnie, squadron leader. But she's, like, the squadron leader of the helicopters. Yeah. As she lands her helicopter and walks over in slow motion, looking amazing.
Looking fly.
Sidebar, there was a review I read where this person was like, yeah, you know, and they had just, like, this, like, impossibly hot Bollywood girl, so that, you know, was good. But she was only there for, like, Hrithik to fall in love with. And I was so offended.
I am offended by that, too.
I understand that, yeah, the writing, like, doesn't make Minnie's character all that strong. But, like, don't call Deepika Padukone just some impossibly hot Bollywood girl.
I know. I feel very protective of really all women.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, calling her a girl, and because, like, we might call them girls as, like, hey, they're girls.
Right.
But, like, to just minimize her career in that way, it's like, did you even bother to look at, like, the kind of work that she's done? Do you have any idea of, like, her scope as an actress? Or are you just basing her just on this role?
Right. Yeah. She's incredible. Yep. So, anyway, I had to get that in somewhere. I was like, I've been thinking about it since I read it, and I was so mad. So, anyway, she's amazing.
Yeah.
And the soldiers all talk about how much of a hero she is because, you know, she's done some cool things on missions in the past. Mm-hmm. But then they mention him. And sure enough, a fighter jet flies over, and we see the green eyes of Patty as he requests permission for a low inverted run. And in the control tower, we see Anil Kapoor playing Rocky. And Rocky's like, no way. Like, he's like, I know this guy. He's a show-off. No. But a different guy wants to see this. So Patty flips his jet upside down right above the runway for seemingly no reason.
Yeah, just to show off.
Yep. And then straightens it out and lands to the awe of everyone watching. And then also in slow motion, Patty gets out of the jet, puts his sunglasses on, and majestically walks over. And I did write, how do these people get anything done when they're always in slow motion?
That's a good point. Well, they're so fast when they're up in the sky.
Yeah.
They can be slow motion on the ground.
Gotta keep it sexy. And once Patty joins the crew, as I call them, we find out that one of the soldiers, Taj, well, he's not a soldier. Okay. I also, I'm saying right now, I don't know the official terms for ranks of people. I'm kind of just calling things what I call them. Don't at me.
We don't want to know either.
No. So I'm sometimes going to be like, is it a fighter jet? Is it a fighter plane? I might just call it a plane.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Technically, that's got to be right.
Yeah. Anyway, so yes, one of the pilots, Taj, is besties with Patty, and they're super happy to see each other, and they greet each other with some emotional weight to the moment.
Yes.
And then they cryptically mention that it's been 2 years since they last saw each other.
Mm-hmm. It's been 2 years.
It's been 2 years, and now I'm calling you. Rocky then arrives on the scene, and it appears as though Rocky and Patty have some bad blood, which Minnie, being the intelligent, perceptive woman that she is, notices right away. Mm-hmm. Rocky then leads the Air Dragons, which is what they're called, which is so cool.
It's so cool. They did not use that term enough throughout the movie.
No, they used it like twice, and it really should have been said more often.
Yeah.
Because it's awesome. If I were part of a group called the Air Dragons, I'd be like, yeah, I'm in the Air Dragons. Like, have you heard of us?
Be all I'd ever talk about.
Yeah. Get t-shirts.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, Rocky leads the Air Dragons in a briefing, and he tells them that they've been chosen as the response team for skirmishes at the line of control. In this briefing, there's some tension between Minnie and Patty. And I was like, perhaps it's sexual, but also both of them are leaders.
Yeah.
I gotta say I'm Team Minnie on this one.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Patty's just a show-off. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the group is told to bond together in their downtime because that's how you make a cohesive unit. And again, you have not seen Top Gun Maverick, right?
No.
Okay. In Top Gun Maverick, like, the group is told a similar thing. Like, you gotta bond. And then they're like, well, how do we bond? And they're like, let's go to the beach and play beach volleyball. So I was like, okay. Like, they've got some hot people. They're gonna go to the beach and play beach volleyball. But they don't. They don't. No. I was kind of looking forward to it.
They just put on, like, cute sweaters and go to a restaurant.
Yeah, so they just go out to eat, which is great. And Minnie dares Patty to use his charm to get biryani from a neighboring table, which he successfully does.
Yeah.
These two women just give him their food.
Yeah.
I think I would as well. You know, I'm here judging. I'm on my high horse.
I know. I think I would too. And here's the thing. Rithik is so handsome, but he's, like, nice guy handsome.
Yes.
Like, I can't say he's approachable, because I could never approach a man who looked like him, but if right. he approached you, you would just be charmed by him, because he seems like a nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really the eye crinkles. Yeah.
It is. Ugh. Love it.
Mm-hmm. And later in the dinner, Patty offers to get dessert for everyone. And Minnie offers to help, only for him to tell her it's within walking distance and he doesn't need a chopper, so he'll manage alone. Thank you very much.
What a sassy boy.
He's a very sassy boy. He's the classic, like, push people away so that he doesn't, like, hurt them, because he's just...
Because he's, you know, been hurt in the past, but not in...
Right.
It just didn't... Well, we'll get to it.
Yeah, he breaks everything he touches.
Yeah.
But yeah, so after he leaves, Minnie says that she's never seen a pilot with so much attitude. And someone at the table says, that's because he doesn't view himself as a pilot. And Minnie says, well, how does he view himself then? And we get the title, Fighter, followed by an absolute thirst trap.
Oh boy, yeah.
Of Patty showering. I was just like, what is happening? Look. I appreciate Rithik's body. I think a lot of us do.
Yeah.
But I'm still confused.
A lot of the stuff that just kind of got slotted in, I did find a little confusing.
Yeah.
And especially, like, he gets out of the shower and he's getting dressed, and I swear he's, like, flexing his pecs as he, like, yeah. puts on yeah, his shirt. And I'm like, yeah. that would make it so much harder.
Yeah. It's like, we know, and we're gonna see him shirtless in, like, most of the dance numbers. I don't know that this was necessary, but again, I'm also not saying don't show me Rithik shirtless.
Right. I think just we appreciate context for it more. It makes yeah. us feel less guilty about how much we enjoy it when it makes sense.
Exactly. Exactly. But then we get a montage of everyone looking lovingly at their various aircrafts, and they're flying, and they're bonding, and it's all great. And at the end of this montage, we see bad guy Azar watching the crew. He then sets up this other terrorist guy to get caught by the Indian army with a bunch of explosives. Meanwhile, the crew, and I guess instead of calling them the crew, I could call them the air dragons.
You could, that's true. We could use it more than they did in the movie.
Okay, I'm going to call them that. So yeah. Meanwhile, the air dragons are given a training exercise in which the jets are told to protect the helicopters. Patty ends up failing the mission because he gets distracted by Rocky and he gets wrapped up in doing all these fancy maneuvers. Mm-hmm. Back on the ground, Rocky blames Taj, who had been the leader of the jet team, for not having any control over his team. Patty feels bad about this and he's like, Taj isn't to blame. I am. I was the one doing the stuff. But Rocky doubles down on Taj and then says that because of Patty's mistake, once again, the chopper pilots are dead.
That's something happened there. I just wanted to say that I think one of the things I didn't enjoy about this movie was the fact that Rithik as an actor is 50 years old or 49 years old.
Yeah.
And Patty yeah. as a character is presumably of a similar age, maybe, like...
Oh, I would hope so, yeah.
You know, in his 40s. And he's acting like a 20-year-old.
Well, that's the thing, like... Yeah, I actually have not seen the original, like, Top Gun.
Yeah.
But that whole the character is similar in the sense that it's like, I'm a show off, I'm right. really talented, that tragedy needs to happen for me to learn my lesson about like following orders. And yeah, I agree. It is very much a 20 something thing to do, not right. a seasoned veteran 50-year-old man.
Yeah. And I think I was expecting it to be like war, like, you know, and especially like yeah. the Netflix description calls him like a super savvy like leader right. or something, and that's what I was kind of hoping he would be, but then to just see him be like kind of bad at his job
right, like he's not a good leader.
No yeah. he's not.
Like Taj is a better leader.
Yeah, Patty is like, just in it for the glory. And
yeah, I agree with that. I don't think that needed to be part of the journey. Like, it kind of felt like they were setting Minnie up to be that solid, stable, dependable leader.
Yeah.
As like a foil, but then she didn't really get any screen time.
Right.
About that. So yeah. we kind of get told that that's the case. We don't ever really see it.
Tell, don't show is the moral yeah, of the story yeah. in Viper.
Yeah. Yeah. And later that night, Patty recites a poem to the crew about loving your country, and then he leaves the group to peer broodingly into the sky by himself.
Yeah.
As you do. Minnie follows him, and they have this bonding moment where Minnie talks more about being a woman in the Air Force. Again, they kind of were just like, oh, right, Minnie, talk about this. Talk yeah. about, like, the challenges you've overcome.
Yep.
Because we don't want to spend any more time actually, like, showcasing you.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell, don't show.
Yep. And Minnie then learns about Patty's fiancé, Nana, who was a helicopter pilot who died in a mission 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. At a briefing, the Air Dragons are visited by a man in a burqa who is their top intelligence agent. And this guy tells them about the terrorist being arrested with the explosives, and then tells them about Azar, who is, like, the current big bad terrorist threat. And he then also tells them about Pakistan's top fighter pilot, Red Nose.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I'm like, what'd you do to earn that name? We'll never know.
Big fan of Rudolph.
Yeah. Yeah. Patty then invites the Air Dragons to Jammu for dinner at his house.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're all really having a good time as they're flying to Patty's house, and they see a convoy of Indian trucks, like Indian army trucks going along, and there's a lot of like Indian flags and stuff. And I said, yeah. if it doesn't feature a dramatic slow motion shot of Hrithik with an Indian flag, is it even a Siddhartha Nand film?
Does that happen in War too?
War, when he gets off the chopper, there is like,
oh, yeah, it's like
the
wait,
flag
yeah.
and then he's there. And I'm pretty sure there's a shot of like Shah Rukh Khan and Pathan, but I don't remember that. I do remember it very clearly in War.
Yeah, yeah. You're totally right. That's so funny. I also yeah. felt like this whole thing was needlessly dangerous. It's like, get back into your chopper, get back in your car, guys. Yeah. Just wave it out the window.
Yeah. Well, I mean, especially with the chopper, like the wind could suck the flag up into the
oh
blades.
Wow. What a different direction we could have gotten with this movie.
Yeah, not good. And then we get our first psalm,
mm-hmm.
Bekar Dil. And this is fun. It's kind of like yeah. a love song, an exploration love song.
Yeah.
I said, like, I do love the dance with the drink in their hands.
Yeah, and when he, like, drops it and then catches it in his other hand.
Yeah.
That was slick.
Yeah, and, like, the yellow dress on the boat.
Oh, I love
nice.
That dress. That was my favorite.
It is really good. Yeah. Solid. You know, I actually like the song more than I like yeah. the music video.
Yeah, the music video, it kind of came out of nowhere. But yep. I also liked that there was some bang bang energy. When
yeah,
he was,
when he,
yeah.
like, smacked
yeah,
on the tush.
Yeah, he taps her butt, and the outfit he's wearing is, like, a white blazer uh-huh. that's unbuttoned and no shirt underneath. And I was like, ah, yes.
Yes. Yes, another Siddhartha Nand film. Yeah, and I was like, I like the thought that they're both just like having the same daydream on the helicopter.
That's cute. Yeah, I do like that. Yeah,
it's like, whoa, you had a dream we were on the boat. Yeah. And you dreamt that I was also wearing that yellow dress. Cool.
Wasn't that a great dress? And then you tapped my butt.
That was fun. Yeah, yeah. And so we've now come full circle, and we see the like man shooting the video from the beginning of the movie. Mm-hmm. And we learn it is February 14th, 2019. And the guy from the video is with Azar in a van with a ticking bomb. And Azar tells him God is with him, and then he leaves the van. And this guy drives the van at high speed into the convoy of Indian Army trucks that we saw earlier. And this guy drives the van into that convoy, and it explodes.
Yeah.
So the air dragons arrive back at the airbase to find a bunch of people receiving medical attention. And they then go into a briefing with Rocky, where everyone's just, like, shocked and wanting revenge on the terrorist group that planned this. And the spy who was helping them is there, and he tells them that Azar was the mastermind behind the plan, and he'd purposely gotten the terrorist arrested with the explosives, which led to uprisings across Kashmir, which then led to reinforcements being called from Jammu. So then in New Delhi at NSA headquarters, all the higher-up army guys are talking about the terrorists being gathered at Jaish headquarters in Pakistan. They don't know how to attack them, but then one guy suggests that they launch an airstrike, not on Pakistan, but on Jaish, who is operating out of Pakistan. Mm-hmm. And again, as we mentioned earlier, I really liked the clarification there that yes. It's like, this is not the Pakistani people, this is a organization that's operating. Yeah.
Yes, good distinction.
Then Paddy briefs everyone on Operation Bendar, which we see take place as he's laying it out. And a bunch of planes take off from various air bases heading to Balakot, Pakistan. Azar is there checking on a shipment of guns, and then he hears the jets coming and takes off running as the jets drop bombs and blow up the compound. There's, like, multiple times in this movie where Azar's body just goes flying.
Yeah.
Due to an explosion that hit, like, too close, but doesn't kill him.
No, again, carved out of granite, so he just...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fine.
Bounces off whatever surface he lands on. So the jets turn for home, mission accomplished. I don't know enough about planes to tell you what was happening. And also, sometimes it's confusing. You're like, which plane am I rooting for? I don't know.
I did appreciate that the Pakistani planes were bright green.
Yeah, I did. Really I did easy. Like that as well. They did look different. Yeah, yeah. I was like, okay.
But this was at night, though, so it was hard to just
yeah, see. You can't tell.
Yeah.
But as Paddy flies away, we see Azar is alive and he's mad. He gets on the phone and he orders that the fighter jets get shot down immediately. And suddenly, there's an enemy fighter, and it's Red Nose.
Oh, no!
Oh, no! On Taj's tail. And Paddy, like, basically goes into incognito mode and flies up behind Red Nose and locks his missiles on him. But Red Nose is already locked on Taj, so we're kind of in, like, a standstill.
Yeah.
So Paddy contacts Red Nose and asks him if he wants to die today. And Red Nose says, you trespassed into Pakistan airspace, to which Paddy says, Pulwama is in India, where you trespassed.
Where did it even start, you know?
Then they have some banter, and Paddy tells Red Nose he has 5 seconds to decide if he's going to die. Red Nose disengages and Taj gets home safely, but Red Nose tells Paddy that they will meet again. Mm-hmm. At ISI headquarters in Pakistan, 2 head honchos are arguing about whether they should continue to allow Jaish to operate in Pakistan, and in the middle of this argument, Azar walks in and he tells them it's time for Pakistan to think bigger. It's time for revenge. There won't be any more terror attacks because this is war. And then we get our next dance number.
quick shift in tone.
Yep. Cher Cool Gaya, which is like the club celebration. Mm-hmm. Everyone's out having a great time because they did the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what I'm picking for my favorite number. I don't love any of the dance numbers
Me
in this
neither.
Movie, but this one's fun.
This one is fun. I agree with that. I mean, I did choose a different one, but only for the music.
Okay, like, sure.
As far as the dance goes, I really like this one. Yeah.
Yeah. Musically, and it sounds a lot like Stayin' Alive.
Oh my gosh. I'll have to re-listen to it and listen to that specifically.
It's That's a really lot of funny. Like, da, 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 da. da da da. Like, that's the melody of the song.
That's great. I love it. And just like, Deepika always looks so great in tall boots.
Yes,
like,
she does.
And she's then got doing the clappy legs. Moves. Yeah. I'm like, seen this in Pathaan and I loved it.
It's great.
I actually have a really, really fun confession to make.
What?
That makes me very excited. I had to watch this again, this dance number again, because the first time I watched it, I didn't watch Hrithik at all.
Because you were looking at Deepika the whole time?
Because I was looking at Deepika the whole time. But that made me so happy. Because yep. I think what we had said, you know, when we first found out Fighter was being made, we were like, we just want to see these two people dance together.
Yes.
And yeah. I will say, I feel like the dance moves were fine. It wasn't the most impressive dance
ever. Yeah.
But... yeah, I didn't even realize until the end of it. I was like, oh my God, I was just like so entranced by Deepika the whole time.
Yeah.
That I now need to watch this again and specifically watch Hrithik. But even then, I kept wanting to look at Deepika.
I know. It was like halfway through that I realized I was like, oh my gosh, I'm staring at Deepika. And usually I'd be staring at Hrithik. So I feel I'm excited to say I feel like this is the first human who stands next to Hrithik where I'd preferred to watch them.
I know. Me too. Yeah.
Yep.
Which was just really fun and incredible and not unexpected. You know, I think if it would have been anyone, it was going to be Deepika. But
always. Yeah.
I loved then once I did kind of like look at Hrithik, I was like, gosh, you both are just doing the thing, aren't you?
Yeah. They both were doing it great. You know, we did get some good, like, bonelessness from Hrithik, as always. And I liked that it was an ensemble dance number, so we get, like, all the air dragons, and even Rocky comes in and his green turtleneck.
I know, I screamed. I screamed when Rocky was there. And everyone was so excited. Like, I feel like Rocky's kind of, like, their, like, work dad.
Yeah.
You know, where he's kind of, like, cutting down on their fun sometimes, but they're also, like, they love him, and they're happy when he lets loose.
It kind of, it had... in a weird way, a similar energy to me of, like, in J.J. Shivshankar when Hrithik comes in. And it's like, yeah, he's here. Like, he's joining in the party too, you guys.
Right.
But yeah, this was a fun one.
It was fun. I enjoyed it. Yeah. We then see Patty dropping Minnie off at her room. And they're about to kiss when an air siren goes off because four fighter jets are heading their way from Pakistan.
Yep.
And one of the enemy fighters there is Red Nose. So this is personal. The enemy fighters drop their bombs and head for the line of control with Patty and Taj in pursuit. Their commander tells them not to cross the line of control, but their radios are jammed so they don't hear it. And Patty is like, we're so close, let's get Red Nose. So they cross into Pakistan airspace. Mm-hmm. And as soon as they do, Taj is ambushed by additional fighters. Red Nose tells Patty that today his friends will meet the same fate as Naina. Ah! This is also, you always know there's always going to be a moment in these films where someone's going to die that you don't want to die. And I was like, let's not do this.
I had guessed that Taj was going to die. But
I did too.
Yeah, because they kept talking about his wife and his wife was there. Right. So like that.
It is. But yeah, so Patty rushes to Taj's aid, but he doesn't make it before Taj and Bosch gets shot down in Pakistan territory. Mm-hmm. Patty gets called back to base, where Rocky accuses him of chasing individual glory and sacrificing his friends in the process.
Yeah.
Which, accurate.
I don't think that's unfounded, yeah.
Yeah, Patty knows it. Rocky then decides to relocate Patty to a flight school in Hyderabad to be a flight instructor. Mm-hmm. This also happens in Maverick. Comparing the two, but the whole thing is that, like, Tom Cruise's character Maverick isn't allowed to fly anymore because he's too reckless. Mm. So they're like, you're going to be a flight instructor and teach the next group.
See, I don't feel like that's who I would want to be teaching my next generation of pilots, but I guess that's why I'm not high up in the Air Force.
Later, Minnie finds Rocky at a bar, and she tells him that everyone's really upset by the decision to send Patty away. And Rocky says that it's for their own good, because this is not the first time that Patty's actions have caused them to lose fighters. Mm-hmm. He then tells her about an operation 3 years ago where helicopters were sent in as a rescue operation, and Patty let Nana fly too close to enemy guns. And that's how she was hit and killed. Which, again, it's like, women can make their own decisions.
I know. I get why. Well, I'll.
Yes.
I don't know if you want to reveal the next thing, and then I'll say my thought.
So we then learn that Nana was Rocky's sister, and he still blames Patty for her death. So yeah. I do understand that, like, you are going to find someone to blame if your sibling dies in a horrific way.
Yeah, because I had the exact same thought that you had. I was like, don't blame him. Like, she made that choice. She asked for this. But I do understand as the brother who's, like, looking for someone to blame.
Yeah. But anyway, so next, Minnie goes to visit Patty, and she accuses him of not fighting Rocky more about being sent away. And Patty says that Rocky is right, and everyone will be safer if he leaves, even if Minnie has given him a reason to smile again.
Aw.
He tells her that he's broken and she needs to get over him. And she's just like, okay. And then he leaves.
I do like that she kind of implies, like, that's not going to be hard for me. Like, you're not a special person.
Which is accurate. Like, she is, like, a gem.
She is. She's way too good for Patty.
At the Air Force Academy in Hyderabad, Patty gets on the radio to a cadet panicking during her first solo flight, and he guides her safely to the ground. And I think this is cathartic for him because her call sign is NJ, which is very, very similar to the call sign that his fiance was. And then there's a montage of him teaching and remembering the air dragons and watching the news for updates on Pakistan. Mm-hmm. And we also see a newspaper article saying that Taj and Bosch have now been held captive by Pakistan for 28 days.
Oof, yeah.
This is also where I get confused about, like, are they prisoners of Pakistan? Are they prisoners of the terrorists?
That's a great question.
I don't know.
We've stopped drawing that distinction any longer.
Exactly. And I really think it's important to...
It is.
...make that more clear, because it's also, like, you see Azar giving the instructions to ISI, but I'm like, I kind of thought there'd be an additional scene where the head of ISI would be like, we're done working with you, bro. Like, you're on your own. But that never happened. So now I'm still like, is this with the permission of Pakistan, like the Pakistan government? It should have been more clear, because I think there could be a lot of people watching this being like, yeah, Pakistan's the enemy.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, after the montage ends, Patty tells his superior officer that he's resigning from the school and quitting the Air Force.
Yeah.
Which this guy talks a lot about, like, serving his country and loving his country and marrying his country, for him to just quit.
He's like, now I can't do it the way I want to anymore, so I'm going to quit.
Right. And it's like, well, your skills are pretty useful. Like, it is helpful for you to pass that on to the next generation of pilots, but whatever. Patty then tries to get back to Juma, but his flight ends up getting canceled. So he goes to talk to the operations manager, who happens to be Minnie's dad.
Yeah.
Whoa. And we learn that he doesn't even acknowledge Minnie as his daughter. And Patty says that's a shame, because Minnie is one of their best pilots and the entire country is proud of her, even if her parents aren't.
Can we talk about the fact that Minnie's dad is Colonel Luthra?
Yeah, well, I was really expecting it. Like, I was like, that's Luthra, though, right? And then they were like, no, that's not. They intentionally showed his name.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this okay.
This isn't the same universe. Yeah. Well, and the other thing I realized, because I was like, what do I know this guy from? I'm pretty sure he's in War in Pathan. And then I realized it's Ashutosh Rana, who was the dad in Humpty Sharma.
Oh.
Who we were like, oh, he's so handsome. We have a crush on this dad. That dad was Colonel Luthra all along.
Oh my God.
And we definitely don't have a crush on Colonel Luthra. So it just goes to show you that facial hair can have a big impact on whether or not we have a crush on you.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, that's true.
It is true. Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah.
Patty does make it home to Jammu, and 2 weeks later, the news reports that Taj and Bosch are being released after 40 days of captivity.
That's a long time.
We see them where they're chained up, and Bosch is talking to Azar, and Bosch schools Azar on what it actually is to be Muslim. Mm-hmm. And Azar wants, like, goes to kill him, but he's stopped by his own guys. Mm-hmm. Because I was really worried. I was like, oh my god, we're going to watch Bosch die. And then I was like, oh great, he's being stopped, so Bosch won't die. Yay.
Yeah.
Because also, why is it always the Muslim characters that end up dead?
I know. That was also, like, I was thinking about that when we were talking about that earlier, that, like, yes, this is a good moment of representation, and also, this guy dies.
Right, and just like Khalid died in war.
Yeah.
Yeah, there should be more Muslim characters, maybe, yeah, in these films.
Yes, and then some of them could die if it felt narratively important, and others could live.
Yeah, that'd be great. Back at the base, the air dragons are waiting for Bosch and Taj to be returned to them, and Patty arrives, and everyone's really happy to see him. He's like, yeah, I'm back. We're going to get our friends. And then the helicopter arrives that's supposed to have Taj and Bosch, but Bosch is in a body bag.
Yeah.
I kind of had hoped it was Taj. I didn't want it to be Taj, but I really liked Bosch, so...
Because I had been thinking that Taj was going to die the whole time. Right. Which clearly they were trying to make us think that. Well, I don't know if they were, but...
Yeah. if they were, don't worry.
Yeah.
It's the quieter, sweet guy with the pretty eyes.
Right. Yeah. We killed him for you.
Thanks. But yeah, so Bosch is in the body bag, and they didn't actually send Taj back at all.
Yeah.
And the air dragons also learn that the terrorists had tortured Bosch before killing him. Mm-hmm. We then see Bosch's funeral as an emotional, inspirational song plays. And I realized I actually really, really like the song that plays over the funeral. But for me, it kind of packed a similar emotional punch to the moment in RRR.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Where, you know, he's being tied up and about to get whipped. Yeah, it was just a similar, like, drawing strength from your community. And yeah.
I get that. I think that's a good, that's an interesting parallel to draw. I think the song is called Vande Mataram.
Okay.
Which I think isn't that also the name of the Indian national anthem? Yes. It's the national song of India.
Right. Great. Well, I really like it. I think that's actually my favorite song of the whole.
Yeah, this is movie. A good musical piece. I agree mm-hmm. with that.
And after the funeral, Patty sees Taj's wife, Sachi, and he assures her that Taj will be okay and will be standing in front of her very soon. I was like, that's a huge promise to make this woman.
Yeah, he might already be dead.
Yeah. You don't know. It's like you literally got the other guy in a body bag.
Yeah.
What are you saying? But it's cool. And also, Patty doesn't have a great track record, like...
of protecting people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. But he asks Sachi to trust him one more time, and she hugs him. So, there it is. Mm-hmm. Back at the cell in Pakistan, Taj is tied up, and Azar kicks him in the face. And Azar then gets a video call from the spy in the burqa, who tells him when India will attack next. Taj recognizes this guy and knows that he's betrayed India. Mm-hmm. And Azar tells him that the man India thought was their RA agent is really the top ISI agent for Pakistan. Oh, no. I kept waiting for, like, the guy in the burqa to actually be red nose all on or something. Like, I was like, whoa, what's going to happen? I guess there's a slight twist.
Wasn't that twist. Yeah. It could have been a bigger twist.
Yeah. I honestly was kind of expecting a bigger twist. Like,
yeah, it's a pretty straightforward. There's not, yeah, it's, yeah. All the twisting is in the air.
Aha. Yes, it is.
Also, there was some guy also left a review who was like, yeah, so, like, the physics of these planes doesn't make sense, but maybe that's just the pilot in me talking. And I was like, shut up, you.
He's like, you probably aren't even a pilot. Like, I just don't believe you, whoever you are.
Also, like, why else do we go to movies if not to see absurd things?
To see things that don't happen in real life? Yeah. I agree with that. I also wondered if they filmed all of the parts of them, like, flying the planes, like, on one day. They were just like, okay, Rithik, now give us this vibe.
Yeah.
All right, your fiancé just died. Show us sad flying the plane.
I mean, probably, right?
Yeah.
Back at the airbase, Rocky is working through the plan to rescue Taj based on the information that they have from their spy. And as Rocky is working to deal with this, Patty approaches him and asks him what the plan is to rescue Taj. And Rocky's like, it's not your plan, it's my plan, you're not part of our team anymore, so don't even get involved. The Air Dragons are getting ready to leave on their rescue mission when Minnie's parents arrive to see her. Mm-hmm. Her mother hugs her and her father tells her that he's proud of her and he asks for her forgiveness and it's all very emotional. And then Minnie thanks Patty for reuniting her with her parents. The romance here felt a little forced to me. It's fine.
A lot of this movie felt forced. Yeah. Yeah.
But then they're off on their rescue mission and Patty's in the control center with Rocky. Meanwhile, the Pakistan radar base tells the big, there's like a one big Indian plane that's flown over the into Pakistan airspace, mm-hmm. and the radar base tells it to identify itself, and one of the pilots puts on a Russian accent to fool them. Meanwhile, they're also just like dropping commandos.
Yeah.
Which is fun. I was like, those guys are cool. But then it turns out that the big plane was hiding two fighter jets. Kind of so like, crazy. What are they, like, little fish on top of a shark.
Yeah, yeah, those little feeder guys.
Yeah, I will say this gave me a thrill. I was like, whoa.
I liked this too, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the kind of thing I came here for.
Right. And then the two, like, smaller fighter jets, like, peeled off, and suddenly Pakistan radar base is like, oh no, there's three planes. Yeah, I loved it. Azar is very confused. He's like, I thought they were attacking tonight. Who are these guys? And that's when we learn that the spy in the burqa really was working for India all along.
Hey!
He's a triple agent. Azar then takes out a few commandos until he gets kind of blown up, which, again, he does periodically throughout this film.
Yeah.
At which point, the commandos successfully get to Taj. And they rescue him, and Minnie flies her chopper in to pick him up, and the other chopper lands to extract the other commandos. But as the other chopper is landing, Azar fires a rocket launcher at it, mm-hmm. and it explodes.
Yeah.
Which I was like, Suki was one of the ones, he was in the, like, this is the pilot of the other chopper, and I just knew I liked him from the get-go.
I know, yeah. Yeah, because everyone really was picking on him.
Yeah.
Which was rude.
Rude. But I was like, please don't say he's dead. He's not dead. He's okay.
Yeah.
But Rocky is like, okay, we need to send some reinforcements. So he decides to send some of the other fighter pilots to see what happened. But one of them gets shot down by Red Nose. But again, everyone's able to eject.
Yeah.
At this point, so kind of they're all fine. Even though their planes are getting shot down, they're just like, woohoo.
Yeah. It's just fun for them. Yeah.
Yeah. And so Indian control orders backup fighters to join the fight, but someone is already sitting in one of the cockpits.
Who could it be?
Patty. It's Patty, everyone. Who knew? And everyone's like, you can't do this. You're going to get court-martialed. You're going against rules and laws. And Patty's like, that's my team. And so Rocky ends up being like, heck, I'm with him. And then Rocky goes to be his gunner.
Yay.
So that's fun. They're it really is. Coming together here.
Yeah.
Take off. And Patty then gets into a high-speed plane chase with Red Nose pursuing him. And cool stuff happens.
Yeah.
And then Patty flies his jet straight into Red Nose's jet. And Patty and Rocky eject just in time to avoid the explosion.
Yeah.
Even though Red Nose could clearly see what was happening, and Patty and Rocky had time to eject, Red Nose did not.
No. Yeah. It was a game of chicken that Red Nose expected to win, but then he lost.
Yes. At the terrorist compound, Azar beats up Sookie, the other helicopter pilot, as mentioned, as he reminisces what it was like to torture and kill Bosch. Azar is stomping repeatedly on Sookie's face when suddenly a hand grabs Azar's boot. Like, by the way, he's already stomped on this guy's face like 4 or 5 times, which yeah. I have seen people die in other movies being stomped on in their face.
But who knows what would happen in real life?
That's true. But anyway, this hand that grabs Azar's boot is Patty.
Yay!
And now we get to the hand-to-hand combat part of things. As Patty throws Azar through a bunch of stuff, really. Yep. It's really mostly throwing.
It is.
And as they fight, well, as those two guys fight, Rocky drags Sookie to safety. So they're all okay. Rocky doesn't die either. I had been worried, but I'm telling you now, he doesn't die. The eel doesn't get him.
The eel doesn't get him.
And then there's like a whole Jeep fight where Patty and Azar are fighting on and around this Jeep. And the Jeep like doesn't have brakes anymore. I forget why, but Patty then like drives it up this really massive ramp built of, I don't know, like old roof parts that got blown up into this big ramp. I'm also not sure, but
I don't remember this at all.
Driving up the big ramp? My God.
It was just, there was just so much going on, and I was like, why is this movie still happening?
Well, yeah, so they drive up, Patty drives it up a really big ramp, and then he leaps. He, like, makes eye contact with Minnie, and they kind of give each other the nod, mm-hmm. and Minnie swings the helicopter around, and then as the Jeep hits the peak of its jump,
oh,
Patty launches off the Jeep to grab the helicopter.
Yeah.
And Azar tries to grab Patty's foot, but then a seatbelt, like, he gets his foot stuck in a seatbelt. So Azar then falls down with the Jeep through a building, which then goes up in a fiery blaze. Mm-hmm. So I said he's probably dead. Might not be. And the heroes return to Srinagar Air Base to lots of fanfare. Taj's wife tearfully hugs him. Rocky apologizes to Patty for blaming him for Naina's death. And Patty walks up to Minnie and kisses her.
Yay! To all of those things.
Yeah, it was all, like, wrapped up very quickly. Everyone was fine.
Very tidy.
Yep. And then we get our, like, post-credit dance number.
Mm-hmm.
Ishq Jaisa Kuch.
Yeah.
Which I think I ultimately thought that this, I found this one more catchy, the song.
Yeah.
So I said that this was my favorite. But really, it's just two hot it's really just two hot people being hot.
It really is. I also felt like there was some big Besharam Rang vibes.
Yes.
Because Deepika had, like, the same makeup and then the big earrings and all the bathing suits.
God, she's so gorgeous.
She looked incredible, as she always
does. I was just like, there's just, like, so much hotness on the screen right now.
So much hotness. And they just looked so happy, just, like, prancing around on the beach. Like, good for them.
Also, again, just noticing Hrithik's in sneakers. Deepika is in heels. She didn't look like she was wearing stilettos. Like, it looked like she was wearing, like, a clunkier, like, a more stable heel.
That's good.
But still.
It's dangerous.
It's dangerous, and she was so graceful and, like, equal in grace and beauty to Hrithik in terms of her dancing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the movie.
That's Fighter.
It's hard to go from a war or a Pathaan and then Fighter. I don't know. And maybe it's just maybe we're just more interested in, like, hand-to-hand combat than, like, plane combat.
Maybe
that could have then covered up some writing gaps.
There could have been less plane stuff, and I think what I would have wanted in place of it would have maybe been some more character development.
Yeah.
I always feel a little uncomfortable with the messaging of, like, oh, there's so much, like, we're sacrificing ourselves for our country, and we love our country more than we love ourselves or each other.
Yeah.
And I have nothing but respect for people who choose to serve in the armed forces of any nation. And also, the people who are telling people that that's the way they should feel are not generally the people who are making those sacrifices for their country. They're right. generally the people who are sending those people in to make those sacrifices when they're safe, and also, at least in the U.S., are disproportionately from low-income backgrounds, people who join the, mm-hmm. the military. So, I don't know. I always feel uncomfortable when a movie is sort of just, like...
really pushing that.
Yeah, it's just, like, propaganda.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, you see that in War and Pathan as well.
I don't think it's the propaganda feeling. I do think there is the, like, you know, yeah, we fight and we rally for our country, but, like, you know, those, the like, War and Pathan have that, but there's also, like, there are human emotions, and I also think that right. those feelings get challenged. Like, you know, Kabir has complicated feelings about those sacrifices when he ends up sacrificing, is her name Neha? The Vani Kapoor's character.
Yeah, I forget.
You know, like, he starts to maybe rebel against that a little bit. I don't really remember the full plot of Pathan enough to know, but, like, I think while that the messaging exists there, that's sort of all there is in War or in Fighter. And
yeah.
And I think that's why it bothers me more.
Like, cuz you can't get distracted from it. It's like the main thing.
And I think it just when I see that, it just makes me uncomfortable because it makes me think, okay, well, who then is seeing this movie and thinking, okay, right. that's the choice that I want to make, and like, what are their motives, and are they being manipulated? And it just, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Yeah. Last week, when I said that we were going to watch Fighter, I was like, I'm anticipating some awesome fighting scenes. Mm-hmm. And maybe that was, like, naive of me, because I knew it was a plane movie. I just kind of thought there'd be more fighting. Yeah. I don't know.
The plane stuff was cool, but yeah, they're... I wasn't blown away by the action. Yeah.
Yeah, so fine.
Fine. Yeah.
Tiny bit let down.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, as I think has started to become a bit my trend when I'm not totally sure what I want to research from a movie, I kind of started mm-hmm. with looking at some of the reviews for Fighter.
Yeah.
And honestly was a little bit surprised at just how overall positive most of them seem to be. I feel like, you know, a lot of the critical reviews were, you know, they were saying like 3 stars, it's like a C, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kind of like
I'd
we were
agree
saying,
with
like,
that.
It's fine. Yeah. So yeah. I think, you know, I was expecting more people to be more critical of it, but I think most of the like professional critics out there felt the way we did about it, that it was like, yeah, sure, fine. And again, as we've said, they were mostly critical of the film's writing. They praised Anand's directing and the acting. And I did want to share a quote with you from a review by Shilajit Mitra from The Hindu, who wrote, quote, "Fighter is a film about loving your nation, though that's a secondary concern. It is, first and foremost, a film about loving Hrithik Roshan. The snow-covered peaks and valleys of Jammu and Kashmir pale before Roshan's immaculate jawline. At 50, he dances like this is his first film, blushes like it's his second or third. There are loving close-ups of his hazel-green eyes and a shameless pan of his unclothed frame. Even his character's call sign, Paddy, is enunciated by men and women alike with a scrumptious crunch."
Yeah.
And I just love that. And I loved how much all of the reviewers were like, yeah, and Hrithik was great.
Yeah, well, and I also, that reminds me too that like within the movie, people keep making comments about how attractive Paddy is.
Yeah, everyone's fawning over Paddy. I did sort of feel like Taj's wife, like maybe had a bit of a thing for Paddy.
Yeah, I actually kind of also thought, I was like, oh my gosh, were you like a trio? But then you fell in love with Naina. So then she was like, I guess I'll get with Taj.
Maybe that is true. We don't know. We were never told it wasn't.
Or maybe the actress was just like, this is like Hrithik Roshan.
Like I'm in a movie with Hrithik. I'm going to look at him the way
I can't.
Look at him.
I'm a good actor, but I'm not that good. Yeah.
I can't hide my attraction. But anyway, what particularly caught my attention was a review by Simon Abrams from RogerEbert.com. Before reading Abrams' review, I was not aware that the Pulwama attack and the successive Balakot airstrike depicted in the film were in fact real events.
I did happen to just see a glimpse of that on the interwebs. Yeah.
Yes. So I did a little bit of digging about those two events, and in particular, the way that this review by Abrams mentioned it in relation to, like, Narendra Modi and the film's kind of overall, like, nationalist and, you know, pro-Indian military messaging.
Yeah.
So, as we've discussed before on the podcast, Kashmir is a disputed territory claimed by both India and Pakistan, and both nations have administrative responsibility over different parts of the region. From 2015 to 2019, several Pakistan-based militants in Kashmir conducted suicide attacks on Indian security forces. And this is now, I'm quoting directly from the Wikipedia page about the Pulwama attack. On February 14th, 2019, a convoy of 78 vehicles was transporting more than 2,500 Central Reserve Police Force, or CRPF, personnel from Jammu to Srinagar. At 3:15 India Standard Time, a bus carrying security personnel was rammed by a car carrying explosives. It caused a blast which killed 40 CRPF personnel and injured many others. Pakistan-based militant group Jaish-e-Mohammed, or JEM, claimed responsibility for the attack. They also released a video of the assailant Adil Ahmad, Dar, 22, who had joined the group a year earlier. Dar's family confirmed that he had become radicalized after being beaten by Indian police, and they hadn't seen him for a year prior to his death. And Pakistan denied any involvement in this attack. It was purely JEM operating on their soil.
Okay.
12 days later, Indian warplanes conducted a bombing raid in Balakot, Pakistan, against an alleged JEM training camp. The following day, in a tit-for-tat airstrike, Pakistan shot down an Indian warplane and took its pilot prisoner. He was then released on March 1st. This marked the first time since 1971 that warplanes from either country crossed the line of control.
Okay, that's why that one guy who suggested the airstrike was like, we haven't done anything like this since 1971.
I was like,
that's specific.
And true. now, those are the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Things get a little bit fuzzy. Uh-huh. As we dig a little deeper. So first of all, the Indian government received at least 11 intelligence inputs, including from the Indian Intelligence Bureau and the Jammu and Kashmir Police Force, warning of a possible terrorist attack in Kashmir prior to the Pulwama bombing.
Mm.
2 days before the attack, JEM uploaded a video of a suicide attack in Afghanistan and hinted at launching a similar attack in Kashmir.
Yeah, there was some maybe indications.
There was some warning that this was on the horizon. Even so, the Home Ministry ignored these inputs and insisted that the CRPF convoy take an overland route rather than providing them an aircraft, which would have been apparently safer. A somewhat straightforward method of avoiding this terrorist attack.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, I think that's true. For, like, you know, like every terrorist attack, probably they got some intel that was like, this could happen, but it's like, who knows how much they actually get on a daily basis. So yeah, I just had that thought and was like, oh, I wonder.
I think that's very reasonable. Now, after leaving office, the then governor of Jammu and Kashmir, Satyapal Malik, claimed that Narendra Modi asked him to remain silent on security lapses by his administration.
I spoke too soon.
But I think still it's fair to, you know, give a little bit of grace to people as they're making choices, big decisions. The Home Minister of India rejected these allegations. In the review that I was reading, you know, it was particularly noted that the opportunity to criticize the Indian government is notably absent from fighters' otherwise fairly accurate portrayal of the Pulwama attack.
Yeah.
Additionally, and this is what I find particularly interesting and maybe a little bit silly.
Okay.
India claimed their target in Balakot was a resort-style terrorist camp, whatever that is, housing potentially up to 500 to 700 militants, and media outlets reported that the bombing leveled the camp, and somewhere in the range of 200 to 350 militants were killed, although the exact numbers varied. Government officials, mm-hmm. including Modi, touted their success in eliminating this camp, wiping it from the face of the earth.
Uh-huh.
However, okay. satellite analysis of the area concluded that no significant damage was inflicted besides to a few trees in the area and some minor cracks in the homes of nearby villagers. Other than a few cuts and bruises, no injuries and certainly no human casualties occurred, though apparently one villager reported the death of a crow.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oops. Officials in Islamabad shared intel that the JEM training camp had been moved somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 years prior to the bombing.
Oh.
Indian officials... What? Yeah. Indian officials claimed that analysis of before and after images from their radar systems showed that four buildings had been destroyed and significant damage was done, but those images were never released.
Okay.
And, you know, when you think about the fact that people were questioning India's response to these warnings about the Pulwama terrorist attack, it maybe makes sense that the government was then trying to, exaggerate their success in this bombing. Yeah. You know, it all relates. And certainly it's Modi and his government's version of things that we see in Fighter, you know, lots of casualties, lots of explosions, and then, of course, the big celebration of the team's success.
Yeah.
Also, this doesn't really tie into, like, the relationship between these events and the movie, but I did want to mention the fact that apparently in the following of the Pulwama attack, a lot of Kashmiri students who were studying in other parts of India faced persecution. Like, a lot of them were harassed and treated violently. Some of them were evicted from their homes, which is super tragic and also just showing a real lack of clarity about who is to blame for what's happening there.
Right.
But, yeah, that's, I mean, that's what I learned.
Yeah.
A lot of interesting stuff.
You. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just important for us to think about, like, why were certain things included when other things weren't? You know, who is this movie for? What are they trying to say? And this, I felt, gave me a little bit more context for some of those feelings.
I agree. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of just, though, confirms what we were suspecting.
Exactly.
And talking about in our feelings and views. Yeah.
Oh, especially because one other thing I was going to make sure to mention, JEM, Jaish-e Mohammed, there has been speculation that they are closely tied with ISI and that maybe, like, that's where they originated. I didn't look up the truth of this. I think the movie,
you know,
makes an accusation that they were behind the 2011 attacks.
Well, the 2611, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, the 2611 attacks.
And then it also makes sense why in Fighter, like, when Azar first waltzes in, he's like, we're responsible for all of these attacks. And he does mention the Mumbai attacks as well.
Yeah. And I think there was a real opportunity for to make the, like, you know, anti-terrorist messaging as opposed to an anti-Pakistan messaging much clearer. But it opted to not go heavy in that narrative.
Yeah.
And again, that last line of, like, India occupied Pakistan is a pretty blatant just negating of that whole messaging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it made us think about some stuff.
It's true. We can definitely say that for it. Yeah.
It's another one for the books.
Yes.
Bollywood news.
Yeah. I don't really have anything. I know that I keep seeing stuff about people making movies. Rajkumar Rao's got a couple movies coming out, other people, but not, like, writing them down, so I guess I don't really have any Bollywood news.
You know, life has been busy, and sometimes we don't have Bollywood news to report. I usually don't have Bollywood news to report, so...
Do you this week?
No.
I just remembered that Kriti and Ranveer were together for, I think, like, a fashion show or...
Fun.
Like, honoring some, like, a designer or something, and there were just like pictures of them like having fun together, and it made me think like I'd really like to see them together in a movie. That would be great.
That'd be really fun. Yeah,
I think they'd have some good energy together.
I agree.
Yeah,
I'd like them to be like a best friend crime fighting duo or something.
Sure. I was thinking, you know, maybe they could kiss a little bit, but because even though obviously I will never ship Ranveer with anyone but Deepika in real life,
yeah,
in the movies I like to watch hot people kiss.
that's true yeah.
But they could also just be best friends. That's fine too.
I feel like their goofiness lines up really nicely.
Yeah.
Pluggables. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Two White Girls Talk Bollywood. Do what you do. Mm-hmm. And consider subscribing to us on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on. You can also leave a rating or review on said platform.
Indeed.
And as always, we appreciate you listening. So thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. And join us as well on YouTube and Spotify, where we keep our Bollywood bangers playlists. We add our favorite songs from the movies that we watch to those playlists, and we link them in our episode descriptions as well as in our Instagram posts on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next week, we are kind of done with our macho men.
Yeah, for the moment. I think we're a little bit exhausted by them.
Yeah, so we want some, like, cool lady energy.
Absolutely we do.
So we have decided that we will be watching Doc Doc.
Yeah.
Starring, I think, entirely new people to me.
We've definitely watched a movie with Fatima Sana Sheikh. She is in Ludo.
Oh, right.
And I feel like there... Oh, I think she was also one of the kids in... what's it called? What's the movie with Shah Rukh and Jackie Shroff, the really bad one where they're cops?
Oh, I just... 1, 2, 3, or 1, 2, Ka, 4.
1, 2, Ka, 4, that's what it is. I kept wanting to, I don't know, anyway. But yeah, I agree. It's like, exactly like you said, this is a movie that is about women. It's mostly starring women, and or entirely starring women. We don't know a ton about it. Or about many of the actresses who star in it, but we can't wait to find out more.
Yeah. Like, I just want to, like, watch a film where women are friends with women and they overcome challenges together.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, where, like, the majority of the dialogue is spoken by women.
Yeah.
They're driving the plot forward. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah.
Yeah, what's the IMDb synopsis?
Yeah, so on IMDb, we've got four women who set out for a road trip to the highest motorable pass in the world on their bikes on a journey of self-discovery.
Hmm.
Yeah, I like self-discovery.
I do too, especially when it's done with other people.
Yay!
Yeah! Doc Doc is available to watch on Netflix, and the Netflix synopsis is very, very similar to that, like, not any sort of new information, other than it says that it's based on a true story.
Oh, cool.
So that'll be fun. I wonder if maybe I'll read up a little bit more on the true story for research.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks good. Like, I'm hoping it kind of is warm-hearted.
I hope so, too. Yeah.
Inspirational and all that stuff.
Absolutely. We could use some of that energy, for sure.
Yeah. It'll be good. So watch, enjoy, and until next time, remember, Bollywood doesn't need us.
No.
But we need Bollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And despite our criticism earlier of the ways in which Hrithik was shirtless, I would argue that we also still continue to need shirtless Hrithik sometimes.
Absolutely we do. Until the moment when he stops wanting to be shirtless, we will happily consume the shirtlessness. Yes.